Bobby Ojeda having raged at Sullivan and Yawkey. And had been traded to the Mets for Calvin Schiraldi. If Loyal Ken Boyd hadn't been such a nutcase, and Jim Rice had twice taken an easy extra base, if the Red Sox had had a better playoff for its starter, instead Nipper served up a big fat slider to Carter, what would Seaver have done if not for his bum knee? Would he have taken the ball and exacted revenge on his old team? If Gooden had pitched like the real Dr. K, and Donnie Moore hadn't had that nightmare day that stuck with him till he couldn't take anymore and turned his own kitchen into a killing floor. John McNamara, what the hell was he thinking? Was it him, not the party boy that's doing all the drinking? If he'd hit Baylor for Buckner and yanked the first baseman for his by the book late inning defensive replacement, that ball would have been snagged if it ever been hit. And Lukey's last name would now be 86. Bob Stanley picked a pretty bad time to uncork a wild pitch. Sure, he's still thinking that you should have blocked it rich. Then the tightrope might have not been tallied by Mitch. If one play killed both songs, can you please tell me which? I guess everything happened for some sort of reason, and there must be a tragic end to every long season. But if even one man doesn't do one thing he does, we'd all know Bill Buckner for just what he was. A pretty tough out for the Dodgers, Red Sox, and Cubs. 10,000 at bats and close to 3,000 hits. And he stole plenty of bases before his legs quit. As tough to walk as he was, strike out. But there's only one play that ever gets talked about. Now there's some kind of fame that lies in being a scapegoat. But if not that, then you're just an historical footnote. You're 22 years playing ball, might be forgotten. Maybe Bill Buckner was lucky, his luck was so rotten.